I'll have what she's having.
I'll have.
It's an orgasm.
And welcome everybody to Beer, Bourbon, and Balderdash.
Balderdash.
Episode 99, John.
999. That's a lot.
That's a lot. I remember stupendous. Way back when we didn't think this was going to last very long. And here we are, 99. Yeah. We're close to 100. But I did discover one thing. Next week, I leave for Florida, which means episode 100 won't be for like 3 weeks.
Oh, dang. Oh, well. That's all right. We'd leave it hanging. That's called a, what is it? Not a hook.
Yep, hanging.
What is it called when they like, you know, they say like,
Cliffhanger. That's died. What you're looking for. Cliffhanger.
No, like in the news when they're like, 1,000 people died. Stay tuned after these messages. We'll tell you who killed them all.
Oh, oh my gosh. Who killed them all?
I don't know. I don't know what that's called.
I don't know either.
There's a name for it. Whatever. Doesn't matter. We're not pros, so.
Well, you were sick last week.
I was.
And you were Death's doorstep. Yes, I did an episode with.
Yeah, I had a fever that spiked pretty bad, and like to the point that I was looking at what emergency rooms took our insurance.
Because that's really? The
thing you should think about when you're sick.
Wow, that is bad.
And our healthcare is fucked up. That's like trying to navigate Blue Cross Blue Shield for where I can go that's going to cost me the least amount of money. Yeah, I just had a high fever.
That doesn't sound good at all, dude.
Yeah, it was like between 102 and 103. And the last time I had a fever, the nurse and like the virtual care thing said, if it gets over 102, you really should like think about taking a ride. If it's over 103, that can be dangerous.
Yeah, no kidding.
Bad, so. No kidding. But I took some Tylenol and eventually it broke and I was okay.
Good.
So.
Hi, Helen. My beautiful
wife is here. Yeah, she's on the East Coast, East Coast.
Nice.
So that's nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's a little handsy because she's been lonely for a couple of weeks.
I'm sure it's the other way around.
Nope. I have nothing but the utmost respect for the female body.
Uh-huh.
I ask permission every time.
Yep. Do you sign? You have her sign the thing saying that you ask permission?
Mm-hmm. I check her ID too, just to be safe.
Well, that's good. That's the best.
You know, this is all the things we've been taught.
Yeah, all the things we've been taught. I wasn't taught that.
You weren't taught to check IDs?
No. Nope.
Well, no. That's because you married an older woman.
Yeah. But, you know, she was 17 at the time, so.
You're not supposed to say that out loud.
But does it help that I was 14?
No.
I can't press charges. I missed that window. So, So you're feeling better?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so I'm back at it. Got a little tickle in my throat, but, you know, it happens. It's wintertime, so.
Okay.
How are you doing? How was the episode last week? I didn't get a chance to listen to it yet.
Yeah, when's the last time you listened to an episode?
I was catching up like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you were?
I got a little behind, but yeah, I was listening to
them. Right on. It went well. I thought it went well.
I think we're pretty funny. Because, like, sometimes when I listen to them, you know, like, you don't always think yourself is funny. When you start laughing at yourself and you're like, that was actually really good.
Yeah.
But, like, I think we got a lot better. It's not the best. That's okay. We're not trying to be.
No, I think we definitely got in the middle. We definitely got better for sure.
Yeah, we did. We did. Well, it helped too that we kind of eased off the sauce.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that like earlier episode. So I think what I might do for the next few episodes, I might just put out like maybe a couple of like old ones, like episode one, and just kind of use it as a way for us to go, hey kids, this is how far we've come.
What if you did like episode one and episode like 25?
That'd be fine.
And
be
then good. like a progression of them.
Yeah, I like that.
I think Tim has probably forgot how bad we used to be.
Do you think so?
No, he's pretty smart. Probably not. He probably remembers.
I don't think Trina has forgotten. Anyway. I think she remembers.
Yeah. Well, thanks to those two for being loyal listeners this whole time, and all of our fans in Argentina.
Yeah, I wonder what, maybe for like episode 100, we'll just maybe we can have them call in. We'll tell them when we're on.
Oh, I love that,
because we're not necessarily doing live anymore until we kind of get a better schedule.
Yeah, but we can work with them to get a schedule so they can call in on their time.
Yeah, or we call them throughout the episode and just thank them, because I think we should thank them is mm-hmm. kind of what we should do maybe.
Who else are we going to call?
Ghostbusters, obviously. Avi.
Ghosts don't exist.
Here's a little sneak preview. What do you say?
Oh, did you find, you put it up already? This
is Beer, Bourbon, and Boulder Dash.
Hey, no quality.
Podcast about drinking and nonsense. And I'm Wes Wilson.
I'm John Harrison.
And this podcast is about two friends that want to get together and drink and share it with the world. So that's why we're here. How you doing, John?
I'm good. We really do think you deserve to hear our conversations.
Yeah, we think that you should be privileged to do that.
You're welcome.
Sure. Yeah, you're welcome. Well, really, this podcast came about because you and I were sitting out in the back porch. I think it might have started.
Let's skip to the end and see how trash we are.
Bread.
Of bread.
Bread. Just say it again. Bread.
And there you have it.
That was a really good spot to pull on to.
Also, the fan was on, so that's great. I'm gonna have to find a way to get rid of that.
No, that reminds me of like my college days. I was in a band, and like we recorded our songs on like a little MP3 player thing, and so it was like really flattened out and thin sound. It sounded terrible, and it reminds me of how bad that was.
Yeah.
This is very similar.
That was super funny, though.
Bread. aluminum.
I couldn't have like picked a better spot to dump that. So we have to, we're going to have to choose where we want to put it.
Uh-oh, you can barely handle it.
He's dying again.
I need a beer. Let's drink.
All right. Yeah. Oh, go ahead with the beer. And, but we'll have to figure out what episodes we want to, because I think I only started putting them on Blueberry from episode 30.
Mm.
So from you know, all of our Texas ones, Imaginary Night in Texas.
Oh, those are good ones, yeah.
Hazy Timothy, Bell Mead.
What if we just went through the ones that got like the most listens?
I don't remember what like those were top. Anymore. Like, you mean the five listens?
Oh, yeah, but you like, I think you sent me emails with like the stats. Oh, no, maybe you just sent me the login. Whatever, we'll figure it out. That's fine.
How about how about this one? The American and the Three Rise Men. I think the Three Rise Men was that barley wine.
Hmm.
We got nice and toasted on that one. That'd be a funny one to kind of go back and listen to.
See what happened.
Yeah. We were trashed on that one. Yeah, all right, what are we drinking tonight?
Tonight we're revisiting. We promised episodes ago that we would revisit Maui Brewing Company.
Yeah.
Because that one beer that we had, was it their stout? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think whatever. It was. Yeah.
Whatever one it was, it just did not hit right. Didn't like it. I mean, it wasn't terrible. It just wasn't as good as I know their beers can be. So we thought we'd give another one another try. So tonight we're doing their coconut Haiwa porter, a robust dark ale with toasted coconut and hints of mocha. I bet this is desserty.
It probably is.
Yeah, let's see. Crafted with passion, inspired by paradise with an innovative and independent brewery. Welcome to the Ohana.
Ohana.
Maui Brewing Company. This is 6% beer, Wes. You ready?
Okay.
Here we go. Let's do it. Oh, already pops open like a beer.
How about that? Now, I usually compare these to my favorite, which is the Dark Raven Coconut Porter, which is really
good. Their cocoa porter is good.
Smells great though. Smells sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Love it already.
All right. Oh yeah, it's less dark than most porters. It's like more of a reddish tint to it, like a dark red ale. It's still a little bit of brown, like coppery almost. Frothy head, delicious.
Frothy head.
Bottoms up.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, I haven't had a beer in like 2 weeks.
That is tasty. Is this a good one to to fill the void.
Yeah, actually it is. It's very, very good.
That is pretty tasty. Mm-hmm. It's a little thinner than I would have expected, but I think I was thinking more like a stout than a porter.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy drinking and yummy.
Yeah, very smooth.
Based on the description, I would have expected it to be sweeter too. It's not sweet. Hints of mocha. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
But it's not like sugary sweet. It still has that malt sweetness. But yummy. Nice job, Maui Brewing. Glad we revisited.
Yeah, I mean, I do get the mocha. I mean, man, I haven't had like a mocha in a long time. I just get drip coffee now. I think for like the last 10 years, I've only drank drip coffee. I haven't had a latte.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Or a mocha.
Drip coffee. I mean, I drink trash coffee too. Like people complain about the coffee at work. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's coffee.
No, I found a place in Covington where they charge me for a short drip coffee at Starbucks with the employee discount because they're very nice to me. So I only pay like $1.30 for a 16 ounce drip coffee, which is a steal. If anyone knows Starbucks, because a drip freaking coffee at Starbucks for 16 ounces is like four something.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's stupid. So I go there and I just get a drip coffee, and I always get dark roast because I don't like the pipe place. But when I started drinking coffee, Dana got me hooked on peppermint mochas, and that's like a candy bar in a cup.
I love peppermint mochas.
Yeah, I know. Good. And then when I started working and managing Starbucks for like, I don't know, I was there for like seven or eight years. You know, I was vanilla lattes and then sugar-free vanilla lattes because I was trying to get trim. And then it was just drip coffee because I was like, why am I adding all this other garbage into my coffee? I just want drip coffee. And I drink it with a little half and half. If anyone cares and want to send me coffee, you could do it.
Though. Yeah, I used to like, I mean, it's actually a good segue into our topic. But in college, when gas was cheap, I used to just go on drives. Like me and my friend would like randomly drive from Idaho to Seattle in the middle of the night. We get donuts at Pike Market, take a nap and drive home. But on those road trips, I would get, I would just get gas station coffee.
Yeah.
And so I just got used to drinking like whatever trash coffee was available. And so I'm not really terribly picky. Like I do like good coffee, but I don't dislike mediocre coffee.
Same.
If that makes sense.
Same.
I don't like spending a lot of money on coffee. And there's one exception. I think Dutch Brothers coffee is trash. I don't like it.
Yeah, I do too. I don't know what the big deal is.
It tastes bad.
It tastes bad.
But that said, like, I think McDonald's coffee is pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like McDonald's either. Watery. Water. Just watered down.
Yeah. Well, then we'll differ on that one.
Yeah. I like a little bit more flavor. Like, if I'm making coffee here at home, PCC Dark Roast is great coffee. If I'm making it at work, I don't like that they have the Pacific Bold Costco. We're talking about coffee on a beer and bourbon show. Right. I don't like the Pacific Bold or the French Roast that they get at my job, in my office. Sometimes if it's on sale, I'll get Black Rifle Coffee, and which you can usually find at like a Walmart. Don't tell Dana I went to Walmart. And their coffee, like their extra strength coffee, gives me like the buzz, like the caffeine buzz.
Oof, dang.
So I love it. I like the buzz, and I'm like jumping around and like zooming around. I'm like trying to find something to do instead of like, oh, I'm gonna fall asleep here. So
that's too funny.
Yep, that's good stuff for me. Yeah. Do you have a beer trivia?
I could have one. Yeah, let's see. Go for it. Play the song.
It's time again for John Harrison's
This is a game show full of questions not made up by me.
Yeah, I heard that someone told me that they thought it was too easy.
They are too easy.
Yeah.
This is like a weird tabletop game.
Yeah.
That somebody gave me because they know I like beer and I'm okay with it.
Yeah, that's sweet.
So let's see. Beerology, buzzwords, beer 101, or pub crawl?
Pub crawl.
Pub to the crawl.
Let's crawl it.
Let me make sure I get the right side opened. Oh, we're getting through these pretty good. I think those are the old ones. All right, question.
Yes.
What is the national beer of Jamaica?
Oh, Red Stripe.
Red Stripe. Hey. Nailed it. I didn't even have to list out. Maybe that's the key. Is like maybe I won't list out the four options.
Oh,
just ask the question.
Unless like, I ask, is there options on them? Because
yeah. If you don't know, let's see. A true Jamaican beer, Red Stripe, is a pale lager best known for its distinctive stubby brown bottle and bold red diagonal stripe. Some reports claim that the red stripe was inspired by the red stripes on the trousers of Kingston, Jamaica's police uniforms. First red stripe beer was brewed in 1928 as an ale.
Wow.
But it didn't go over well with the locals. So in 1938, the company developed a lager version that was light and refreshing.
Nice.
The perfect beer for the Caribbean climate. Hooray, red stripe.
It's also like a 4% or something like that, right?
Yeah, it's fairly light. Do you ever have red stripes?
Yeah, my dad actually used to drink them all the time.
Oh, I love it. You know where I get red stripes?
Because they're sessions. That's what they are. They're session beers, yeah.
They have red stripes at Easy Street Cafe. Oh. And oftentimes, instead of coffee with my breakfast one in there on the weekend, I'll have a red stripe.
Oh, smart.
Yep, it's delicious.
I should go in there and order a red stripe sometime.
Yeah, so good.
I go down there by myself to do street photography. West Seattle Streets on Instagram. You can see my West Seattle street photography. But sometimes I'll go down there, get a cup of coffee, and then try to run around and find some place to pee afterwards.
Yeah. Well, Easy Street's a good place to pee. Well, I wouldn't say good. Their bathrooms are pretty gnarly, but
they're fun.
You can go.
They got fun bathrooms, but they are gnarly. That's for sure.
They do have fun boy bathrooms.
Fun boy. So for the bourbon tonight, this is we're going to do a mystery bottle.
Ooh, this is a fun one.
This is a mystery bottle number 6. I like these. I like that you came up with this idea.
This is a fun one. I think you're gonna like. I don't know if you'll like it, mm-hmm. but I think you'll like. We'll just try it.
Okay. So I'm gonna open it up. I'll say it's like a straw color. And the color. Oh, this little thing came off. We'll put that there. John's got a smug grin on his face right now because he's excited about this. So that's good.
I'm excited about this.
Is it even bourbon? Because there's a couple clear things in that box that you gave me.
Oh, that's a gin that came from a fancy gin distiller nearby.
I already know what it is. I already know what it's going to be now. Should have said moonshine.
You would have known that one was gin. You would have opened up that gin one right away and you'd have been like, oh, that's gin.
Well, this is definitely a bourbon. It's bourbon. It's oaky.
What do you smell on it?
I mean, I smell oak. It's very like ethanol alcohol, though. It's very it's
alcohol forward.
But it's almost like rubbing alcohol, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it is.
Did you just put food coloring and rubbing alcohol? Am I going to be drinking
rubbing alcohol? That's exactly right. You're going to go blind.
Man, my palms are hairy. I'm blind.
Jeez, you're doing all the things.
Kids got to live.
Pets' heads are falling off.
Cats and dogs making love.
All right.
Ready? Yeah, that's what I got. Cheers, man.
Cheers.
I'm going to try to do it this way. Ooh. Dude.
That's so good.
All right, here we go. That's rum.
Is that rum? That is rum. Nicely done.
Yeah, that's rum. It's so oaky, though. It's an oaky rum.
Yeah, I actually gave this to you for a very specific reason. Years ago, our friend Craig came over. Not podcast Craig. Different Craig.
Yep.
Craig Kelly.
Long Island Craig.
Maryland Craig.
Oh, Maryland Craig.
Not Long Island.
Oh, you know a lot of Craigs.
Yeah, there's a few. I didn't make up the name. Anyway, he came over one day and he brought this bottle of Flor de Canna aged rum.
Nice.
I mean, you can find it anywhere. It's one of the larger brands, but it's aged for 4 years in something or other.
Ooh. Fruity aftertaste.
Yeah, they distilled using 100% green energy, 50,000 trees planted annually since 2005. So they put a lot of money into like rebuilding. So one thing that I think people don't necessarily know unless you visited there is the Caribbean islands were like just completely raped to make sugarcane. And if you grow the same crop over and over again in soil, it degrades it to the point that nothing will grow.
Yeah.
And so the islands there, that's what they did. They just like destroyed them. And so this distillery is helping to rebuild the forest to make them healthy on the islands in the Caribbean.
Nice. What's the name of it again? Can you spell it?
Flor de Cana.
F-L-O-R-D-C-A-N-Y-A.
Like flower of cane, I think is what that...
Yeah.
Anyway, 1890. So when Craig came over, he brought this bottle over and he said, you have to try this. This is a rum that drinks like a bourbon.
Yeah. Ooh, it's good.
Yeah. So I thought it was fitting, even though it's not a bourbon. It's yummy.
So it's got a, I mean, right away, as soon as I tasted it, I was like, oh, rum. Yep. But it's got a real nice fruity aftertaste.
Mm-hmm.
And it's light. It's not a dark rum. So it's not heavy tasting. It's very light. It's very good. Mm-hmm. Very, very yummy. 0 grams of sugar, gluten-free, and no artificial ingredients.
There you go. And it definitely, like, you're right. When you taste it, if you're paying attention, it definitely tastes like a rum. But most rums I don't like to drink without mixing it with something.
Yeah.
And this one I would drink straight, just like this.
Yeah, though this is dangerous. Thank you, by the way, for giving me like the big 4 ounce bottles or 3 ounce bottles here. Those are good.
Are they big enough?
Yes. Yeah.
You give you two each.
What's that?
Maybe next time. Yeah, I can give you two of each one, yeah. Just in case.
No, this was a good choice. Thank you so much. That's a good one. Yeah, it is yummy. Thank you for doing something different than bourbon for episode 99.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I mean, as we talk about episode 100, I know I threw out some things like to you, like, oh, should we change the name? Should we? I don't think we should change the name. I think we should keep the name. I don't know what you think.
It's a good name.
We have a good logo. Actually, I get lots of compliments on the logo. Good job, Scott Olson, for the logo.
Yes, nice job, Scott Olson.
And but I was also thinking perhaps, though, that we do less of the beer and bourbon review, and we just focus more on the topics that we talk about. And but we talk about like the beer, like, hey, what are you drinking tonight, John? Oh yeah, I'm drinking blah blah blah, and it comes from here. And we just don't make it like a thing necessarily. But we are drinking while we're talking. So I think that would be perfect. What do you think?
You know, from like, it's great that you played that first episode because it kind of described what we're doing, and it's like bar talk, right?
Yeah.
And if you think about it, it makes more sense that we're not drinking the same thing, because how often do you go to the bar and both get the same thing?
Yeah, unless I'm undecisive and then I'm like, I'll have what he's having.
I'll have what she's having.
I'll have...
It's an orgasm.
That might be the opener. Word.
Orgasm. I don't know what it is. It's a mystery.
Orgasm. Okay.
Two.
You ready for the word?
Yeah, let's move on.
Didunculus.
Didunculus.
Didunculus. Didunculus. What does it mean?
Can you use it in a sentence?
I can't.
What's the country of origin?
I can't.
Didunculus.
Deunculus. You just gotta guess. If I give you too much information, you get it because you're too smart.
That's like when you're trying to deduce something, but you're an idiot, and so your deduction is ridiculous.
It's
deunculus.
It's wrong, but it's funny. But you're wrong.
Stop being such a deduculous.
We're just going to use it that way. Anyways, yeah. I don't care.
All right. Well, that's my guess.
Yeah. Well, wait until the end. Yeah, you're way off. Like, you wouldn't get it. Only someone who studies law in a particular way, and his name is Charlie, might get this. Our balderdash. So wait till the end of the program, and I'll tell you what the balderdash word is, or means, actually.
It's a good word, by the way. I like that.
It is a good word.
I mean, I don't even know what it means, but it's a good word.
Yeah. And so before we get into, I want to talk about your road trip and what you've been doing since the last time we talked. But I wanted to play this real quick.
It's fucking balls of beer, and I'm just not going to do that again because I'm already getting kind of tired. There'll be 79 balls of beer on the wall, and I'm going to do it.
There, we gotta start from the beginning. I don't know why it started right there.
Okay, I'm gonna do this now. I don't know if I'm gonna be the first person in history to do this or not, but god damn it, I'm gonna do it. I'm only going to do this once. So if I fuck up anywhere, you're just going to have to deal with it. Because I'm sure as hell not going back to do it again. Okay, everyone get ready.
This is going on a long time.
99 bottles of beer on the wall. 99 bottles of beer. And one of those bottles should have to fall. There'll be 98 bottles of beer on the wall.
That's it. Done. I just wanted to play that just because it's episode 99. And that is a traditional folk song here in the United States and in Canada, but no one knows necessarily where it came from. And of course, the premise is it involves counting down bottles of beer from 99 to zero. It's usually done on road trips. I don't know if you ever did this on road trips, because before we had portable video games and cell phones and stuff, you had to entertain yourself with like license plate poker. Or, you had to find all the 50 states on the road. Or you sang songs. So,
excuse me.
And this is one of those.
Road trip games are the best.
Yeah, travel road trip songs. Or if you're really trashed with your buddies and you just start singing along. And anyone can do it because it's, super repetitive.
The Wikipedia says the song is a variation of a 19th century college student's song, 49 Blue Bottles Hanging on the Wall. Or simply, 49 Bottles Hanging on the Wall.
Oh, so
melody and lyrics are recorded in a college songbook in 1890.
Whoa, 1890.
Thanks, Wikipedia, for your questionable facts. Yeah,
the Book of Knowledge. We appreciate that. Well, now that we got that nonsense out of the way, again, this is the balderdash portion of the episode, so you're welcome. How was your guys' road trip? So Helen flew into Long Island, and you went down there, too?
Yeah, it wasn't a road trip, but it was fun. I mean, it's only like 3.5 hours from Long Island to Providence. So, but we drove across the beach or past the beach. It's like everything's closed early. It was a Monday, so there's nothing really exciting to report. Went to a couple of breweries on our way.
I'm glad I asked.
Here, so yeah, that's not our favorite road trip of all time by any means.
Oh,
you're welcome.
Okay, well, that was the episode, folks. And
great. Have a good night. Thanks.
We'll just end the show right here.
Well, we've both done a couple of epic road trips, and I thought, when we were asking about topics, I thought road trips would be a fun one, like more like what we've done on road trips or things we've done on road trips, because 99 bottles appear on the wall. And one of the games that has lasted for years in my family is called Beaver. And Beaver. Nobody really knows where it came from. I know it came from my dad's side of the family. We don't know where it started.
Sounds dirty. Tell me more.
It's not.
Oh.
The game is, because we played as a family when we were driving, the game is that when you see a horse, you say beaver and you get a point.
Oh.
If you say beaver and it's a cow, you get -5 points.
Oh, that's a fun game.
Like, that's the entire game. And so there's like, sometimes there's rules that we've added, but like any game, there's like house rules. You have to decide them ahead of time. And so like one of the rules we'd play is like you could have sides of the car. So like you were either on the left side of the car or the right side of the car. And if you passed a cemetery on your side of the car, you lost all your points.
Ooh. So that's not a bad road game.
Yeah, it's fun. So it's kind of morphed into more, but we play it. I've taught the kids when we do our annual No Parents Weekend trip. We've taught them the game Beaver.
Fun.
But over the years we've added rules, so you're allowed to like beaver weird things. And so if you see something strange, you can beaver it and then ask for a judgment call. Like, does that count? Like, you could beaver it without fear of getting in trouble.
Oh, that's because you had those smarty pants in your car and they like to go around the rules.
Well, it's more like we just added things that we thought were funny. Like, so like with the horse rule, it doesn't have to be an actual horse. It could be a silhouette of a horse or a statue of a horse. It just has to be a likeness of a horse. Yeah. Anything that's a horse. But then we started allowing beavering of lawn ornaments, like fake deer. And then at some point it became a way for us to signal that something ridiculous or funny is happening that we don't want other people to know we're pointing out, say, like a beautiful mullet.
Is there such a thing?
So mullets are beaverable.
Canadian passports.
You can beaver a mullet. So
yeah, Louisiana Canadian waterfalls.
So anyway, that was one of our favorite games we would play. We went on lots of road trips as kids. So we played all sorts of games. We were in the car a lot, like 14-hour road trips to grandma's house. So we were always doing all sorts of strange things, and no video games and an AM radio in the front of a van that my dad never liked to turn on.
No.
So
probably no AC, roll down the window.
Is that how hardcore my dad was when we would go on road trips? He had surgery on his elbows.
Yeah.
And as we were driving down the interstate, my mom took the stitches out while he was driving.
Seriously?
Like he was like, he didn't want to stop. He was like, they need to come out, take him out. And she took him out while he was driving.
Way to go, Dad.
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah, he was, he wasn't about the trip. He was about the destination. Yeah. It was all about getting there. But then he would randomly stop at places. You know, the road signs that are like in this place?
Yeah.
Historical market. He called them hysterical sites.
Hysterical sites.
And he would stop at every single one. Just like yank the wheel over and stop and read them. And then away we go.
That's so funny.
Learned so much about all sorts of random places.
Well, I mean, I think that's good. Your dad was trying to build memories, and that's what you do as a dad. You're trying to build all those memories. My parents, we didn't go on any road trips. Like not far road trips. Like we'd go to maybe Port Ludlow, or we would go camping to Anderson Island. And, you know, so those were like an hour, hour and a half. But when you're a kid, they feel like forever. Mm-hmm. And then you took a ferry. But those are the only road trips we ever did. And we always sat in the back of Dad's truck. And, you know, like in the little booster seats, he'd have like a club cab, not a four-door, but like a club cab Dodge Ram pickup. And had like little jumper seats in the back. And we'd sit there and read highlights while they listened to AM radio.
Oh, yeah, highlights.
Or argued about stuff.
Would you do Mad Libs?
Yeah, we do Mad Libs. We'd read highlights. You know, highlights was fun because, you know, you got to like try to find all the, you know, differences in the pictures and stuff like that. or, you know, as I got older, like Mad Magazine, you know, so you just read Spy versus Spy. Oh, man, I miss all that stuff. Bring comic books. So you always had to make sure that you prepared, like to bring comic books and all that stuff with you. And
Garfield.
Yeah. Oh, tons of them. I have so many Garfield. My kids read all through them too because they were around. Yeah. Garfield books. Yeah. You just, whatever, you know, to keep your mind, but you'd look up and you're like, how much longer?
Mm-hmm.
And my dad being the jokester that he is, he would, if he was the first one on the ferry, he would do this thing that would scare the shit out of my mom. As soon as he got on the ferry, he would gas the truck and go as fast as he could to the chain in the front of the, and my mom would scream the entire time because she thought he was just going to go out off the end and into the drink. Yeah, I know. He thought it was hilarious. And of course we did too. We thought it was
funny. That's dead too. Yeah. Surprised he didn't get kicked off the ferry by the people working there.
Yeah, it's a different time, dude. Yeah. And also, it was the Christine Anderson, so it was like the small little car ferry that went over to Anderson Island, which is right by McNeil Island.
Christine Anderson sounds like a swimsuit model.
Yeah, she's really sexy, too. And
got a poster of Christine Anderson on my wall.
Yeah, brunette with green eyes. Mm.
She taught me to become a man.
Her and Carol Alt and Kathy Ireland.
Suzanne Summers.
Yeah, Suzanne. Ooh, Thighmaster. And so that was kind of like mostly our trips were in Dad's truck. So
you didn't go far then, but you've gotten around since then. How many US states do you think you've been to?
That we've road tripped or flown to? I mean, that's
just it all that you've spent time in.
I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4.
This is going to take a while. Let's not go that route.
Maybe 10 or 12. I mean, there's many that I've, you know, all of maybe Central America, the Midwest, all of the Midwest. Central America,
Nebraska, Oklahoma,
maybe Kansas, Kansas when I was like 5, and then Kansas a few years ago again. There's nothing there. But yeah, that's just, yeah, I haven't been to Ohio or any places like that, you know, and spent any kind of considerable time. And I'll be in Florida. If anyone wants to look me up, I'll be in Florida for the next 2 weeks, starting next week. You can come check me out.
Yes, absolutely should. Yeah. I would love that. And then you can interview him for episode 100.
Come find me.
In prep for this, I started going through a map to try to figure out how many I've been to. And I think it's always an interesting conversation. Like, what do you define, like, spending time there? Like, if you were there for work and you didn't do anything fun, does that count? Or if you were there for work and you spent some time outside of it in the evenings exploring, does that count? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
I think I've been to at least 40 states.
Oh,
I think it's it's probably around 40 where I spent actual decent time. But I've had the fortune over the last 1,000 years that I've done a lot of road trips across the West. I married a woman for the other side of the country.
Yeah.
Currently live in New England, which has got me around to different states that I hadn't been to before.
Boo.
And then I had jobs where like I would fly places either for like meetings or to go do trainings or like to headquarters or whatnot. So I've been pretty fortunate to be able to get around and explore.
No, you have. Nice. It's true.
So I know
my privilege. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's going to take a while. 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, I was right. About 10 or 11.
You've been to Alaska?
Yeah, I've been to Alaska.
I
spent the whole summer. Never been to Hawaii. We've always wanted to go to Hawaii. We've never been. And even now, when we could go, we go to Florida. Washington, D.C., not a state.
Should
Florida.
Be.
Where else? Never been to New York. Never been up that way east.
You got to come up here. You got a free place to stay.
I know. Kansas, Colorado. Yeah, I've been some places.
Yeah.
Arizona, Idaho,
New Mexico,
Wyoming, Montana. Never been to New Mexico. Actually, would love to go to New Mexico. That'd be fun. Mm-hmm.
Santa Fe, New Mexico is gorgeous.
One of my
cool little city.
One of the things that I would love to do, I'll never find it. But my grandpa, my great 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 grandpa was a blacksmith in Dana, Iowa. And I would love to find his old, if it even exists anymore, anvil, and use it.
And how would you find it?
I don't even know, because my grandma Brashear was the last one that would have known, and she wasn't sure who he sold it to.
Maybe you could put a missed connection post on Craigslist
in Iowa.
In Iowa.
In like the three cities in Iowa.
Looking for some hard steel.
Do you have hard iron that will satisfy my desire?
I once touched your cold exterior and it gave me the shivers.
But if I wanted to do another road trip, I would. I always thought Washington to Boston would be fun. Actually, I've been to a lot of places, dude. Mm-hmm. As I'm looking at this, I've been to a lot more places than I thought. I always want to go down to the South more, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. Carolina sound awesome.
If you were to travel from the East to the West, what would your route go? How would your route? What would your route be?
I don't know if I would just stick with I-90, but I might. I might just stick with I-90 and just go down, because you'll hit a whole bunch of states. But, I'm not interested so much in like the Utahs and Colorados, and I've been to Wyoming and I love Wyoming. Dakotas. If I went to Dakotas, it'd just to see Craig, but otherwise don't think I would care.
But the Dakotas are two that are not, I have not been to. I've never been to the Dakotas. I've been through them.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't feel like I want to go to America's Hat, Canada. I don't think I want to go to America's Hat. So,
Canada's gorgeous. Yeah. Straight north of us is spectacular.
But Alaska was phenomenal. I've been all over Alaska. I've been as far as Homer, Alaska, and Valdez. And
Homer's way up there.
Yeah, and Fairbanks. All the roads end in Homer. And my time in Homer was really weird because... we went during the summer, of course, and the sun never sets. Mm-hmm. So we're out playing Frisbee at 2:30 a.m. And it's like,
weird, right?
Dusk. Yeah, it's super weird. It's hard to sleep.
Did you get up to Prudhoe Bay? Did you go that far?
No, I don't think we went as far as Prudhoe Bay. That's pretty far.
Yeah, Prudhoe's like in the Arctic Circle.
Yeah.
No. And polar bears live there and eat people.
Oh, cool. No, they didn't take me up that far. And that was at the time where my mom's sister... lived up there, and so they kind of shipped me off for like a summer. But I did catch.
Is that because you were a naughty boy?
No, they just. I think they saw an opportunity for me to kind of just maybe grow up a little bit and just go see some cool things.
Smart.
I did help catch a snapper off the Kenai. And we had moose. My first time I ever had moose, and it was delicious. It was one of my best steaks. Actually, I remember that steak very, very well. So, yeah. And Valdez, that was after the whole oil spill thing up there.
What's that little town called where the Exxon Valdez happened? It's Whittier. Whittier, Alaska is that town right there on the other side of the train tunnel that you can drive through.
Yeah.
And the pink apartment building.
Yeah, that one apartment building. Yeah, and it's the only tunnel anyone can go into. Yeah,
yeah. The tunnel is treated like a ferry. Like it's timed, and you have to be in line. And if you miss it, you're just gonna get stuck in a town with nothing. It's just locals that don't expect anybody else to be there.
Yep.
Beautiful town, though.
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, I can see why people, you know, are if I was a criminal or if I didn't care to be around people, I would definitely be going to that part of Alaska. I'd be going. I think that's where most people go if they just don't want to be messed with anymore. They just go to Alaska. No one messes with you. They just leave you alone.
Maybe I want to go to Alaska then.
If you want to be left alone, that's a good place to be left alone for sure. There's not a lot of people, and they pay you to be up there.
I think if Helen died, I might just go to Alaska and live my days out in the woods. Just be done with it.
Just be done with just you and the bears.
That's right. I'll let the bears eat me. I'll befriend them like the bear guy who was like, I'm friends with bears, and I'll videotape them. And then shockingly, they ate him.
Yeah. Ate him on camera.
Yeah. Wild bears ate a person.
Yeah.
You're wild. Prey.
Yeah. No kidding.
Hippie dipshit.
Yeah. But the road trip I took last year with Nathan was one of my favorites. I want to go back. Yeah. I want to take Dana, you know, as much as I enjoyed hanging out with Nathan, and I really did. Dana's my best friend, so I definitely want to take her, and I think she would have just fallen in love with Wyoming, with Montana.
Would you do like a Sprinter van vacation or like a hoteling vacation?
I would prefer a Sprinter van vacation, someplace that we can sleep in the same place. And I probably wouldn't just go, excuse me, I probably would have gone up further north to Glacier National Park and then come down into Idaho and into Washington. And I remember Nathan was excited to even see Spokane. He was like, oh yeah, Spokane. And he was like, this is it.
Like, yep. Of course that's it.
It's a ghost town, buddy. And it was.
To the left, we have Spokanistan.
Yeah.
To the right, you have Spokompton.
Yep. Not my favorite place in the world. But Montana was beautiful. And we tried to make it to some ghost town, and his car necessarily wouldn't make it. Like, he got really nervous. We had to go up this rocky hill, and rocks are banging underneath the bottom of his Jetta. And there's like a one lane road. And he's like, how do we turn around? I was like, well, we got to get to the town. He's like, I don't think I want to go anymore. And I'm like, okay. So we did this like 20 point turn on this cliffside, on this turn on a hill. It was crazy, but it was a memory.
Nate, it's German engineering. It's made for it. Just go.
Actually, that Jetta held up, dude. That was a badass Jetta.
Does he still have it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, good. You said was like it was.
Oh, yeah.
It's seen its last days.
Well, right before that trip, I did the smart thing. And even though it was at like 78,000 miles, I did the 80,000 mile tune-up where they basically go through the whole engine and they change all the things. And so it's basically a brand new car at that point. Yeah. And the only thing I didn't change was the brakes, because the brakes were fine. But when we came down that pass into Jackson Hole, Wyoming, it's this very steep, you're really up high, and it's this very steep pass to go all the way down. And I was like, oh man, I hope these brakes hold up. And Nathan, he was gripping so tight the steering wheel, his hands were white. And when we got to the bottom of that pass, he's like, I need to pull over, Dad. I said, pull over. And he pulled over, and he's like, that stressed me out like nobody's been. I was like, that's great. That's part of the adventure, buddy.
Yeah. Pucker up.
Yeah, it was. It was scary.
Making diamonds in my butthole.
It was scary for me because he's never driven that far and that long. And so he's in control.
Mm-hmm.
But it was scary for him because it was a whole new experience. So it was good.
It's a good experience to have. That's fun.
Yeah. So road trips are definitely something I would do again.
Would you entertain taking road trips with close friends?
Only to nudist colonies.
All right, perfect. I bought a Sprinter van on eBay.
Did you?
Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah, it's you wouldn't even buy that Tacoma, which is too bad.
Yeah, I didn't need it.
No. Okay.
I just wanted it.
Yeah. So let's talk about let's talk a little bit about if you want to episode 100. What do you think we should do?
Episode 100. You know, I don't know. It's a milestone for sure. I really would love some suggestions and like more input from the people that actually listen.
Yeah, me too.
Because I honestly, I don't know. Like we hit 100. I feel like, you know, we got the bugs worked out, but like we're not sure where to go from here.
Yeah.
And I just want to keep making it better. Well, I enjoy it personally.
I do too. We do it for you and me. You know.
Yeah, we do. But we've talked to people that have told us they get something out of it, and I want to keep honoring that. But like, how do we make that better and more valuable?
Yeah.
So sometimes it's just silliness and nonsense, and sometimes it's good deep conversations. So there's some really good conversations.
Yeah.
A couple of tears every so often. Like we've been all over the place, which is great.
Yeah. It's a very human show.
Yep.
And I appreciate that about it. And
yeah.
And I, you know, again, that's what you and I, you know, we wanted to talk about bread.
Mm-hmm.
And aluminum.
Bread.
And
bread. See, it's weird. Bread.
So, yeah, I think it's
funny.
It's funny. I'll go right in the middle.
Like 700%.
Yeah, 700%. That's exactly right. Thank you, John. And so this bottle cost me $10,000 and retail $21.99.
I bought it with cryptocurrency. Yeah,
bought it with crypto. The whole world going to hell, and you better have yourself a Bitcoin. So, what do you think of this?
It's good.
Yeah, it's always good.
Solid.
I think you and I have taken down a whole bottle once before at night.
I won't confirm or deny that.
We came close. God, it's so noisy. It really is. We sound like we're in a tin can. You're welcome for the upgraded sound. And if you want to continue this nice, beautiful sound of our voices, then please consider supporting our show with a donation. I think with episode 100, 100 Satoshis, if you're not into that, if you haven't figured that out yet, you know, like a $100 donation would be awesome. Because we do have a PayPal as well, and that will go a long way into our hosting fees. And so I'm really, you know, that would help us out a lot for support.
Maybe, I mean, we've got a couple of weeks. Maybe I'll get the merch thing sorted out. I have a couple ideas.
Oh, you want to share those ideas?
Or no.
Okay.
Not yet. I do think it would be fun if we had our logo on some Glencairn glasses, though.
Oh, yeah. That wouldn't be bad.
That would be pretty sexy.
I'd be okay with that. Yeah, so for sure.
That would mean we made it.
Would it though?
No.
Okay.
Because I can order it without having to get approval from any trademark registry.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Well, what do you want to do for the 100 episode?
I don't know. I think it'd be nice to talk to a couple people, see if a couple people want to, you know,
have them on.
Yeah, have them on that have been longtime listeners that we know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be good. I think, you know, I guess, I don't know. It's too much work for me right now, especially when I'm going to be on vacation to do like a highlight show. Like some of the things that I find are the funniest or you and I have sat down and listened and found like, oh, this is the funniest thing that we've, you know, that we ever said.
I wonder if our listeners have moments that they have appreciated. Like that would be nice to hear from.
Yeah, you know, actually like, that would be. Whether you know, it's like, either funny like, or it's like a, you know.
Like some of the real moments or, you know, like, I really appreciated you turning me on to this brewery and this beer or, you know, any moment that's happened over the course of the last 99 episodes. It would be good to hear what you found valuable.
Yeah,
I agree. And maybe what you even hated. I'd be okay with that, too.
Yeah, I think I would, too. Well, that's so funny is because the thing you and I are looking forward to the most is we just want to connect with listeners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all we want to do. You know, we would love support, any kind of financial support and whatnot, but you know, we would also just really love to just talk to people who listen to the podcast and just kind of find out what they think.
Maybe we should do like a telethon like they do on PBS. And like, if you donate at a certain level, we'll give you a video cassette of a National Geographic show.
Well, I thought that's what we're doing. Like with 100,000 Satoshis, we should give them the the koozie or whatever it is that we're making.
I just had a more ridiculous idea though.
Okay.
Helen's parents have a yard sale every year at the Fall Festival. They set up rides and everything in the, her parents don't, but it's like a, it's a fair.
Okay.
And her parents live right across the street. And they always do this yard sale during the Fall Festival. And one of the things they have are boxes and boxes and boxes of VHS cassettes. Okay. And for some reason, I think people are going to buy them because some like random hipster every so often comes by and buys like six. So they've been keeping these for years. I might just this next year take them all.
Yeah.
And start sending them to people for donations. Like if somebody donates, they'll just send them a random cassette. Sometimes it'll be something Paul
recorded that'd be great.
TV. Sometimes like a lot of them say Blockbuster.
I love that idea.
They're like old Blockbuster tapes.
Hey, you guys didn't send back your Blockbuster.
Yeah, that's why they went out of business.
I was an assistant manager of a Blockbuster video for a very long time. I hired all my friends.
Of course you did.
That's how awesome I was.
Did you give them free rentals?
Well, no, because they worked. So they worked for me or at the place. So they already automatically got free rentals.
Oh, that's nice.
I know.
People don't understand how challenging it was. Well, I mean, most of our listeners do, but kids today, you know, I asked today we got in a conversation and the kid that sits next to me, who's my direct report, Leah, couldn't remember the term Walkman. Like she was like aware of it, but she couldn't remember exactly how to say it. And then I asked the crowd around me if they remembered what a Discman was.
Yeah.
Which I thought they would know for sure because it's like newer than a Walkman. Nobody knew what it was.
You work with all millennials.
Mm-hmm. Bunch of children.
Oh my gosh, dude. That's wild.
And I said, yeah, a Discman, you know, it plays the CDs, but it's like portable, like a Walkman. And they're like, oh, that's crazy. Like, it's not that crazy. And it would have like anti-skip technology. And then one of them said, why would you need anti-skip technology? Like, why would it skip? Like they had no understanding of how this could be a problem. It's so good.
That's the best.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Oh, it was good. It was good. It was brilliant.
Let's see. How about this one?
Are you trying to send us away?
Is full on corrupt. There's enough evidence there that if you were on a jury of a trial, you'd go, oh, yeah, they messed all this up. There's something, they're hiding.
Oh, my God, the furnace sound.
Written by the victors.
Absolutely. So if we have free speech, that means everyone gets to hear what is the speech, whether it's good or bad, and then we collectively make those decisions.
Oh, we got deep.
An hour and 6 minutes into this podcast. You and I could probably go hours.
And anyone that is still listening, send us, you can buy a special BB&B hat for $27.
Oh my gosh. That's great.
I think we might have been a little tipsy on that one.
That one, definitely.
Buy a hat. Source hat.
$27.99. Well, I know we're short on time. You got about 10 minutes. So let's play our song of the night.
All right, let's do it.
And then we'll close this bad boy out for episode 99. I'm very excited about it. You ready?
Got 99 problems.
Mm-hmm. I guess so. All right, here we go.
I would never call my wife that.
Yeah, well, that's rude, dude. Right now, as we play this song, if you boost this episode, you will be boosting to this particular group. They're called the Retrograde. The song is I Need a Little. I Need a Little. So send your boost in starting now.
Feelings in my soul.
was the Retrograde with I Need a Little. So that was good. So during that song, yeah. If you boosted, thank you, that would go straight to that artist. And yeah. One of the things that we want to do is, and maybe we'll do more. I know FM Rodeo, I sent it out an email and I've been like, hey, we want to do like an interview with you guys. So that might be something more that we'll do, you know, after episode 100. Kyron from Mere Mortals would like to come on and be a guest. Maybe we'll do more guests. We'll add a little bit of more, you know, some people that we can have conversations with would be great. You know, kind of mix it up a little bit. Not all the time. Because I know Tim just loves our banter. you know, I find Tim doesn't like change too much. Tim doesn't like too much change. So I don't want to change it up too much for Tim because he's a very longtime listener. And I appreciate that about Tim.
That's because he knows how good we are.
We're really good, actually. That's true. That's very, very true. So you and I we'll noodle on it a little bit and we'll listen yep. to some past episodes. And I think the next couple episodes will be, you know, I wouldn't say the best of, but you might be able to hear like how bad it was so that you may appreciate how good you have it now, baby. We have matured.
Gross.
We have matured, John.
Yeah. Moved up from 1 minute to 2 minutes.
That's true. Actually, we have. Used to be really long. Remember how long this podcast used to be?
Yeah, because we would just, like, not pay attention. We just record until we had to pee. They're like, I can't anymore. Good night.
That's true. That's very true. oh, yeah, dude. I used to have to pee hardcore after this show because we'd drink all that. And then I'd sit here and my legs would be shaking the entire time, hoping that we could just hurry up and get off. But we're in such a good conversation.
Yeah, there certainly is a process now where, like, I make sure I pee right before we get on.
I do, too. And, I do, too. Folks, this is Value for Value podcast. Like I said before, we would really appreciate your support in donations. Episode 100 is going to come up in a couple weeks. Anything that you can donate to help keep this show on the air, especially if you like it. My statistics tell me that we have... You know, a couple hundred listeners that we appreciate, and if you find value and this kind of helps you out throughout the week, makes you listen to something, think about something, makes you laugh a little bit, and makes you just wish that you had a couple good friends like John and I to hang out with, you do. That's Beer Bourbon and Balderdash. We're here. So send that donations to us. There's a PayPal on our website, beerbourbonbalderdash.com. Or you can send us Satoshis through Podverse and Podcast Guru and Fountain.fm. You can even leave us comments. John and I are very personable people, in which case we love feedback. Kyron and Craig always give us good feedback. If I call Trina, she tells me. If you visit Tim, he tells you. We like that, and we want to talk about the podcast and how we can be better to those people that, of course, listen.
And speaking of listeners, one quick shout out that I probably should have said sooner. Shout out to Lucy, Tim's daughter. It is her birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Lucy.
Happy birthday, Lucy.
Lucy, what are you doing listening to the show? It's too old for you. It's too old for
Tim
you.
Well, Tim put it on while they were making dinner one night. So.
Nice. There's some swearing in this one, Tim, but you've already passed that part. So sorry.
Actually, the night that we did Nudie's Honky Tonk, they were making dinner and he had to run and get the can so he could drink one.
Nice. Tonight's beer was the Maui Brewing Company Coconut Haiwa.
You have redeemed yourself, Maui Brewing Company.
Yep.
By the way.
We also had the Flor de something.
Kanya.
Number 6 on my mystery bottle. Rum.
Mm-hmm. Rum.
We had rum. How about that?
Yeah.
And the Balderdash word of the night was Diduncalus. Which means it's a remarkable genus of a pigeon or a tooth-billed pigeon. You would have never gotten that.
No. That is a remarkable, very specific pigeon.
It's tooth-billed.
I was close.
You were close.
Good night, everybody. No, you got to do it.
No, you got to do it. That's your word, not my word.
Okay, fuck.